Welcome to Sundays with Sis. I'm Allie Jewel, a.k.a. Sis.
And I'm her mom, Blair.
We hope you enjoy this Sunday chat with us. Let's get started.
Hey, Sis.
Hey, Mom.
We are back for another episode of Sundays with Sis. And the devotional that we're reading today is called Known and Loved. And it is out of the Tiny Truths, Little Lights devotional by Joanna Rivard and Tim Penner. So, known and loved. When you were born, a new light appeared in the world, a light that no one had ever seen before. God created you in a way that is totally unique. Because God made you, He knows every little thing about you. The things that make you laugh, the things that scare you, and all the things you love. He knows you better than anyone else. He sees all the possibilities you have for shining brightly. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are, or what your life looks like today. God loves you. God has made a world full of little lights. He sees each one, knows each one, and loves each one individually. So always remember that God made you, He loves you, and He knows you. Lord, you have seen what is in my heart. You know all about me. Psalm chapter 139, verse 1. Okay, so in this reading, it said, God created you in a way that is totally unique. So when you hear the word unique, what do you think of?
I think it means that something's very special.
I agree. When I think of the word unique, I think of the same thing. I think special. I think one of a kind. So when you think about yourself and how God made you, what are some things that you really love about yourself?
A few things that I love about myself is that I'm caring and I'm generous and that I love cooking with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I love cheer. I love playing with my friends. I love helping people. And I just love doing things. I love my life.
Sister, that's so cool. I love to hear that. That makes me happy. So when you think about all of those things that you just mentioned, okay, God said, I am going to make the most beautiful girl. And her name's going to be Allie Jewel. And these are all the things that are going to be beautiful about her. And God knew before you even came into this world that you were going to like those things, that He was going to make you kind, that He was going to make you caring, that He was going to make you outgoing and a people lover and
yes.
All that. He knew exactly all of those things about you and that He was going to make you that way. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel like I have like love in my life. And I think it means that like He really, really, really loves everybody. And mm-hmm. like he's just everything.
I love that. So cool. So cool. Do you think God makes every person different on purpose?
I think He makes everybody different because it's actually pretty cool to be different.
How's it cool?
Because like, when we meet new people, we can learn a lot more, and then we can have smarter brains. Like, if you learn something new and you like want to share it to one of your friends, you can share it to one of your friends, and then mm-hmm. that friend can share it to her friend, and then mm-hmm. that other friend can share it to another friend, and then
sure.
like everybody can like learn fun things.
Absolutely, and we all at the end of the day can learn from our differences. And
yes. Yes.
And so I think that is the whole reason that God made us different is so we could learn from each other and we could learn to love others in very special ways.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Do you ever feel like you have to change how you act or who you are to fit in with people around you?
I mean, there was like one time because mm-hmm. like there was like this cool girl and she was and she like has like these other like girls that play with her And I always wanted to, like, be friends with her. But, like, then I started noticing that I wanted to, like, change me. But then I noticed that I never need to change myself. I always can be who I am. I can always be the person that I am right now. I do never need to change me.
And I love that you know that at 7 years old. And I hope you always know that, because I think the reason this devotional is so important is so you can know how much God loves you and to know that He created you to be exactly who you are all the time. God didn't create you to conform or change who you are to make other people feel better or to make other people want to be friends with you. It's so important to always know that who you are is enough and that changing yourself is never the answer. If you want to be friends with somebody or just for any other reason that you can think of, that being Allie Jewel is enough.
Yes.
And you are loved. And you are loved not only by me and Daddy, but you are loved by God. And that is the most important thing. And He Yes. would not have made you the way that you are if He wanted you to be somebody else.
Hey, Mom, I have a question.
Sure.
Do you or have you ever been like, have you ever been in the same situation as me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Mommy was little, I used to have those thoughts all the time. Mommy struggled. With that, I would say that I felt like I needed to change certain parts of who I was to fit in. And the one thing that I learned about that is it's really exhausting trying to be somebody that you're not. And yeah. I'm so thankful that I was able to learn that the way God made me was beautiful. And that if I needed to change myself in order to be friends with somebody or for someone to like me, then I probably didn't need to be friends with that person to begin with. Because your true friends and the people that are going to love you forever, they're not going to want you to change. They're going to love every part about you. And that was one of the biggest lessons that Mommy learned when she was younger, was that our identity is found in who?
In Jesus.
In Jesus. And how Jesus sees me is really all I care about. And if Jesus is pleased with me and I'm living for Him and I'm living for the right reasons, then that is all that matters at the end of the day.
I love that, Mom.
Thanks, my girl. So now that we know all the great and beautiful reasons as to why it is so cool that God made us just the way that we are. God made all of us have our own special gifts and talents. And so, how can we use those to make the world a better place?
Oh, we could, to make the world a better place, we could show people our talents and then maybe we can teach them how to do it. And then they will be happy that we taught them that. We could do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I think sharing your gifts and talents with the community around you, using those gifts that God gave us for good. That's what God intended them for.
I absolutely agree.
Cool, cool. All right. Do you want to say a little prayer to wrap it up?
Sure.
Okay.
Dear Jesus, I hope everybody is always caring and always help people. And everybody knows that each day that they're loved by God. Amen.
Amen. Good job, sis. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Okay, we'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Pouring Grace. We hope you enjoyed the conversation as much as we did.
We would love it if you left us a review and shared this episode with a friend. Don't forget to check out our Instagram at Pouring Grace Podcast and our website at pouringgracepodcast.com.
Until next time, keep pouring grace into every sip of life.
Cheers!